Moyers, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. Moyers.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. You want to come over?
I've got two people out here waiting for me. One of them is Chuck Bailey. I've got to give him an answer. Now, you want me to say to him that you have not added any additions in the last year to your
holdings? Just tell him we don't know anything about
the trust does anything.
Just tell him you don't know anything about what he's talking about. Somebody must have him on a flyer. That, number one, we have not acquired any, I have acquired no land of any kind that I know of in the last 12 months. Now, we ought to see that audit, and we just ought to be positive the last 12 months. And I'll have to call Jesse. I'm positive of it. I know this. We have some leases. The Hightower place immediately across from the ranch is 20 or 30 acres. We're afraid they're going to build a beer joint. We lease that where we got a sign, LBJ Ranch, where I horn up the bulls that they've written about. I don't believe that is in the last year. I believe it's 2 years ago, 20 months ago. We have a lease on the Jordan place, which is the graveyard and the birthplace. I bought 5 acres of it, but I believe that was more than a year ago. And the rest is leased, and I have an option to lease on a two-year basis. The Martin place back of us joins me on that side. I've tried to surround myself with leases wherever I could. We lease that on, say, $3 or $4 an acre just for grazing purposes. We have leased the Davis place. I believe that that lease is not filed, and I believe it's leased by AW. But it might be by the company. In any event, it is not mine or Ms. Johnson's. And whatever leases the company's been is just grass leases for the purpose of feeding cattle. I don't believe that the company has bought a thing in 12 months, although we have nothing to do with it and no voice over it and wouldn't even have any knowledge, and they don't discuss it with us. So I think I would say all of those things, that you have nothing to do with these financial things, that if he really wants to spend a lot of time, the Kennedys have a very complicated thing, spend a lot of time with them, getting all the dope on their gas and oil holdings and so forth, that he doesn't realize how trivia ours is, but that the president has acquired nothing since he's president in the way of land holdings. That the Ms. Johnson hasn't and the children haven't, that the company's completely in the hands of trustees and is, we do not know, but as nearly as you can be informed and you think you're adequately informed, they have purchased no land as of this day, July the so-and-so, that we instructed in the agreement that we receive no payments. But we don't know any obligation to discuss the acres of land we have anyway, if it's got no government subsidy. You do not see the public interest any more than we have a right to check on how many times he screwed his wife last night. That you just don't see that public interest of an acre of land. That we have none, but that's positive, I have none. And it's positive that Ms. Johnson has none. And it's positive the children have none. And we believe it's positive that the company has none. And that we have seen some suggested areas that we're supposed to own that we never heard of. And that that is a pretty constant statement. And we are very interested in acquiring some acres off the record, and we will be. The company is very anxious to do it, and the reason for it is that we don't want it publicized, but if you can talk to them off the record, they're selling acre inches down there, and they're selling some lots for $4,000 and $5,000, like a city lot close to the president. And we're trying to keep the beer joints away from this place in the hope that that we can give this place, along with my boyhood home and my birthplace house, to the state as a park. And they can have all those used free. And we hope that out of our foundation money, that's what we're doing in Johnson City now. We're spending $1,000 or so a month. And we also hope to do it with Ms. Johnson and Marshall. That we can give these things a foundation. And the Foundation's principal purpose is to preserve these homes where I grew up, try to acquire 35 acres in Johnson City where the founding was, build a library and swimming pool on it. Not the Johnson Library, because we think the state's going to do that with $18 million. But the other. But just tell him that we do not believe that we have acquired anything. Now, if you can wait on him 5 minutes, I'll ask A.W. to be sure that I haven't slipped my memory, which I'm pretty positive I haven't. But I would just go into it rather fully and frankly and say, now, if you'll give me the source of your information, give me specifically what you're talking about, I'll look at it. And if you can't give sources, I can't give sources. But if you'll deal frankly with me, I sure will deal frankly and open with you. We have the greatest trust agreement anybody's ever written. And whatever else they say about Humphrey, Humphrey's copied ours, and Humphrey, and none of them are even close to ours. And that it's strange that I don't know what kind of trust agreement Bobby Kennedy's got. He's got 10 million interested in oil and gas in Texas, and he's up there voting. But they don't have the slightest interest doing a goddamn thing but harassing us. And this business about just a reasonable story is a lot of crap. The day he files it, Look picks it up. The day they file it, AP and UP pick it up. He's got a big Wall Street Journal story going again. And he just harasses them all, and they just tell him to go to hell. And he don't pay us for a damn thing. He never done anything for us. I haven't seen one friendly story he's written.